The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting somethings. Sorry, weird sounds. Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Asshole Podcast, and today we're talking about wedding cigars. Sorry, a random noise in the studio threw me off.
My phone? Dave's just listening to his phone in the background.
Yeah. Wow. I always turn it down.
I was like, what's wrong here?
Something happened. Well, I got overwhelmed.
Today. There's cake.
There's cake.
You got distracted.
Unbelievable cigar. This might be the greatest day of my life. Or the greatest day of Dan's life.
Yeah. I think the other day was a little bit better, but
yeah,
you know, this is good.
What?
Yeah.
We knew this was coming. We knew. So go ahead.
Last week, I think we said we were doing Big Green Gage cigars today. That was a cover, just in case.
Yeah.
But no, I got engaged over the weekend.
You're getting married.
I am, yep. So today we're going to talk about some wedding cigars because, you know.
So what happened? You went and proposed, and she didn't know it was coming.
Well, she knew we were going to go away this weekend, you know, because it was WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 is a big one. But, you know, that was all just a cover to get all of our friends and family together to celebrate us getting engaged on Friday.
Was it completely a cover, or was the WrestleMania?
Oh, WrestleMania still happened. Yeah. This was my birthday. This was my birthday cake from WrestleMania. But
This is a birthday cake. This wasn't an engagement cake.
No, this was a birthday cake.
This is a solid cake here.
Yeah, this is Greg's. Greg's from Rhode Island. They have a few restaurants down there, and they're Death by Chocolate. Probably their most famous cake that comes out of Rhode Island.
It's really,
really good cake.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
You ate your whole cake already.
Yeah. I had
a show to do. I'm not chewing on the mic.
You guys know me. I'm not a big dessert guy, but I was, you know, if I was going to have any cake, this is it.
Holy
and I had,
God.
Or watching WrestleMania, I had like a few bits. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get sick now because this is so decadent.
It glistens. It's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Chrissy said it's a wet cake.
It is. It's very, very moist.
Exceptional.
Moist is not the right word. No.
Yeah, it's a
wet cake.
Moist.
All right, so we're all here. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And you decided to go all out for the cigar today.
Well, of course, if we're going to talk about wedding cigars, we have to light up the Atabey Sabio size. This is a cigar that comes from Costa Rica. It's a 5.25x52 Ecuadorian shade wrapper. Undisclosed binder and filler. Some mystery still behind this cigar. $30 for a single or $899.99.
$900
for a box of 25. And you can find this cigar on twoguyscigars.com. That is the number 2guyscigars.com.
It's not cheap, but some people only get married once.
That's right. Ideally, that's the plan, right? So you got to do it right.
All right. This is my favorite cigar in the world.
Yeah.
This is it. It might be one of my favorite cakes I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
Fabulous.
This is the third cake cigar show in a row, right? But for you two.
We did the Cigar Authority.
Birthday cake last week. The hostess birthday cake.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
No wonder why the pounds are not coming off.
Now, the cold draw, it's that cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And paired with this, it's like you're eating Black Forest cake.
Oh, yeah.
The Black Forest ham cake.
Always the cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So good. Delicious.
This is the cherry on top.
It really is. Yeah.
You know what time it is?
It's time to light.
Yes, it is. It's time to light our cigars. Brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land. A company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
You know, it's funny. Every time I have an Atabey, in my head, well, this is a mild cigar, but then on the initial light, it's not as mild as I remember it.
No.
It's deceiving.
Mm-hmm. The outside wrapper deceives you. It's so beautiful. But it is smooth because it's so well aged. We're talking 5 years post-age rolled on it. The first time I ever smoked it, I was like, what the hell? How is this possible if this cigar tastes like this? Even before you light it, that cherry, cordial cherry type of thing that's happening in advance, which is cedar wood.
Yep.
Five different cedar woods that this cigar is inhaling and exhaling for 5 years in advance of it. It's different than every other cigar you've ever smoked before. Yes, it happens to Byron also, but because of maybe the lighter version, the Atabey is a lighter version, you can taste it even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, and I guess you could say on the Byron 21st, which most of the sizes have that lighter wrapper as well. It's very similar, but you know, compared to some of the other Byrons, yeah, it's totally different. But yeah, no, and you know, it's funny. I picked the Sabio size because this was a size that I never really smoked ever. I usually either did the Ritos or the Brujos.
Yeah.
And last year at the trade show, Nelson was like, "Try this one." I think he's planning some other experiment at some point, you know. But you know him; he's always working. And he was like, "Try the Sabio size." I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Wow, I like this size the best out of all of them now." So and I don't know why.
But I was a Ritos guy, but I think Sabio's the Ritos is the Toro. This is an inch shorter, but 52 ring.
Yep.
It's what, a quarter inch longer than the Brujos. Yeah. Same ring gauge though. Mm. Yeah. So
there's 12 sizes. There's too many.
Yes.
And some of them so close to the other, but this is right up there. You know, I'm not the guy Hechizos that Ed Sullivan smokes.
The baby Jesus.
I don't think so. It's too small and it's too thin. They do have a short, what is that short
Italos?
Almost nub Italos, yes. Mm-hmm. Which is very good also. But between Sabios and Ritos, those are the two best, I would say, and they're the two best sellers, by the way.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So today we're going to talk about Deanne got engaged over the weekend, and now that – and I knew it. We knew it.
Oh, yeah.
We knew this
you're
was
on
happening.
You're on the planning committee.
Yeah. You now have to think about the wedding itself.
Right.
And you have a year and a half or so?
Yeah. We're thinking about 18 months, like October. October 25.
Yeah, after the expo.
After the expo. Yeah, yes. I don't want to, you know.
Oh, man.
I was talking about it with Ed Santamaria earlier today. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I don't want to have to plan both at the same time. Well, I will be, but I'll be able to enjoy the wedding.
What if you just get married at the expo? That's a nice
idea. Yeah, you know. I kind of
logistics of that.
It's like the you know, like wrestling when they do the weddings at the they never end well. It always ends with the cake getting. It's not a good idea.
So, are you going to be planning the wedding, or do you think you're out of it?
I have my hills to die on.
Yeah,
and, you know, I think there's
it's
certain,
usually the brides.
Yeah, you know, I think there's certain parts of you know the planning that from doing the expo and doing other events that.
Well,
I can
know how to do it.
Right. But there's
but she's going to say no to the midget wrestling. There's no way she's going to allow it.
Yeah. She maybe say yes to Bill if he wants to. And Bill and Tony.
What about Meatball? Are you going to invite Meatball?
If he keeps his clothes on, I'd invite Meatball.
Nah, that's a deal breaker right there.
But you'll get to choose the cigar.
Yeah, I think so. Well, and there's going to be so many cigar people at that wedding just because so many of my friends and, you know, people I've worked for, and I've been to their family events and stuff, you know.
Well, that's interesting because I usually say something different to somebody that comes in and is looking for cigars for their wedding. And I say most people are going to light the cigar a little bit and throw it away, and it's going to go to waste, and don't spend that kind of money on it. But then in your case, you're going to have real cigar people there.
Correct.
And you can't just put a band around
them. Here's the challenge.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to be butthurt because you didn't pick their cigar to be the wedding cigar?
I think it's going to be a really interesting test because just like you were saying, Dave, it's like if you worked in cigar retail, we all have our spiel of you should go here, do this, smoke this size because of whatever reason or how long you're going to have. I'm going to be able to do that for the novice because there's going to be people who've never really smoked cigars, but because they're at this and they know it's what I do and they're going to want to try it. And there's going to be seasoned people. It's kind of doing Is what we tell people all the time to do, is that really work? I'll be able to tell.
Right.
And then what do I do for everybody
else?
But
you don't have to pick just one cigar.
Correct.
Yeah. Maybe you should get sponsors.
I think I might. I think I made the mistake of, you know, this is a tip for anyone. If you're ever trying to promote something, people really like engagement posts. Like, I don't get a lot, like a personal post, I don't get a lot of likes, which I don't need to get a lot.
Yeah.
I should have said when I announced yesterday we're engaged, like, don't forget tickets on sale for the expo, because it would have went everywhere. You know?
Oh my God. How about this? Kiss the Bride is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars.
The hottest brand in the land. Yeah. Yep.
Having a selection of cigars, that's interesting. That I've never seen before.
Yeah. Why not? You know, with all these various manufacturers and what have
you. It's going to be like a little trade show, honestly, because there's going to be cigar reps there. There's going to be multiple shop owners, because I'm friendly with pretty much everyone I ever worked for. So, you know, I'm sure a couple of reps will probably be like, hey, can we, you know.
And there's absolutely smoking allowed.
Well, that's part of it. We have to have a venue that has an outside area.
So you haven't not figured that out yet?
No, we actually just contacted a venue today. So
a little outside area.
Yeah,
but
like
then
a courtyard.
Again, the problem's going to be, and Jonathan says it a lot of times, you want to get a smaller cigar.
Correct.
A Robusto, let's say.
Correct.
Or else, if you give bigger cigars, they're out there for an hour, and then then the bride is getting pissed off.
And you said end of October?
Probably middle. So it's going to be a crapshoot on the weather.
Gets a little chucky,
I think if we're going to provide something to everybody, it's going to be probably a Rothschild Robusto, maybe a Toro, because the people who know, the seasoned guys who are going to want to be out there, will bring the bigger sizes. I can't certainly be out there for that long.
Yeah.
But
we're smoking the Atabe Sabios, and if you gave this to me, and we have 15 minutes or so, and I'm 11 minutes into it now, and you said, okay, we got to move back in, I'm actually not coming back.
No, no, not at all. No.
I'm not ready yet. You got to give me at least another 20 minutes.
And I think it's like anything is a part of your wedding budget. If you're someone who's planning a wedding, you got to think of every part of a wedding is going to cost you X amount of dollars. And one thing by itself, like, you know, hey, like I want to give Atabase to everybody. Okay, well, that's 30 ahead.
Right.
Yeah. On top of your 150 ahead catering.
How many people are you talking about?
200.
200 people.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of that anymore because it's so expensive.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I'm Irish Catholic and my fiance is Italian Irish Catholic, you know.
And I think you got to go to a cut and light situation.
Yes.
Not a grab a cigar.
No. Nope.
Because then everybody grabs a cigar.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're going to cut it and light it for you. Yeah. Oh, never mind. I don't want it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you're going to cut that in half.
Exactly.
So of a 200 people, I'd say you get down to about
75. Yeah, I always cut it in half. And then depending on if it's, you know, I've worked with bride's fathers to plan the package. I've worked with the groomsmen. And usually if it's the bride's father, I would go at least 50% because he really likes it, so it's important to him, and he's paying for it.
Yeah.
If it's a groom, he's like, has no idea, and he's like, ah, well, I just want to do it, and they're going to just burn through all of them. And
are you working on the father-in-law's?
Oh, he's a cigar guy, so he's good. He can get whatever. He'll get Atabase. So that
really,
I think you have to look at it two ways. You have to look at what if you're going to do a wedding cigars. What do you want to give everybody, and then pick people that you are. If you're the one getting married. Your groomsmen, the father of the bride, your father if he smokes, or either one smokes, or specific people, you bring special things for them.
Yeah,
that makes and then sense. Everyone else, you get more of a universal cigar, maybe like a Montosa Natural because they're small,
or
Reserve Real.
So Agnes was saying, as we're coming out to do the show, she said, I got a good wedding cigar for you. And I said, what's that? And she said, La Giana 30th Anniversary.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why. It's the two wrappers that are on
combined.
There. And it's the two people combining each other. Yep. And she got into a whole soliloquy of reasoning for it. I said, it's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
It does look high end. It is, you know,
very pretty.
But it's less than half the price it is.
Yes.
And the problem is that it's one size.
Yes. Well, you know, and I'm giving away the six pack already a little bit here, but like Bambino. Perfect wedding cigar.
Yeah, we go.
And La Giana 30th, if it came in the Bambino size, would be even better because of that whole, you could do that whole tie-in. But it depends on where you are, too, because one of the things that I'm sensitive to, because we all know it from going to cigar events, I don't want people at our wedding to feel like second-class citizens because they're smoking. So I don't want them to have an area that's like the dumpster. Now, right. Some people will enjoy the dumpster area, yes. But you want it to be nice and, you know, comfortable.
Decorated, nice ashtrays out there.
Yeah, not just put together and just like, all right, here's like the plastic thing you put your cigarette butts in.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's a part of it.
Wow.
You know,
this is a great cigar. It's my favorite cigar. I love it. I hate to say it because I know there's a whole bunch of our friends that listen to the show, and it was great 10 years ago when I didn't have a favorite cigar, and I just said, depends on the thing, and I didn't have a favorite, but this is my favorite cigar. There's a reason for it. We're going to put out an editorial, maybe today, tomorrow, whatever.
Whatever you want.
That I wrote about expensive cigars. And I got a problem with expensive cigars the past couple of years of what's going on. I mentioned it on the other show, and I got some kickback both directions from manufacturers. And I said, I think I got I hit a sore spot right here. So I think I put that information out. I hate waste also at the same time. And somebody getting expensive cigars at a wedding, normally you got real cigar people going to this
Correct.
Thing, so you actually fall into a different line. But those that are listening, you like cigars.
Yep.
99% of the people that you're going to have at your wedding don't like cigars.
Correct.
And then you're going to spend a whole bunch of money on cigars that you love.
Yep.
And then you're going to be sick after because there's going to be 75 cigars in the ashtray Billy lit.
Ugh, absolutely.
Don't look at the ashtray.
Nope. No.
Or worse, that you didn't do cut and light and you said just take a cigar. Now there's 200 cigars gone.
Yeah.
And some people didn't get cigars and there's only 200 people.
Yeah, people taking handfuls, putting them in their suit jacket.
All this stuff happens.
My brother, he's not here, but he smokes. Can I have four?
Yes.
I've worked them.
So keep all that in mind of what you're doing. A selection, not a bad idea, where there's somebody standing there and says, have you smoked cigars before? No, I really don't know, but I want to try one. Okay, let me try this one, and this one's right for you.
Yep.
And then somebody else comes, big smoker, been smoking for years. Okay, this one, maybe if you're talking three boxes of cigars, three different,
different strength levels. You could, do Garofalo, La Familia, and you have the Sangro, Maduro, or any of the Perdomo lines, same thing. You know, and also...
So if I was getting married, I would have to have Garofalo.
You would have to,
yes,
of course.
Because that's my name. And,
yes.
You know, I went to Perdomo's both son and daughter's wedding. And you know what they had at the wedding?
Perdomo.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy. I can't believe it.
Insane if they didn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Were you there? No, of course that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, no. And it's, like I said, I mean, when you're getting married... You know, the guest there doesn't realize that everything they see costs you something. Mm. So you don't want to, put out Davidoff Double R's, a giant cigar that was $40 a piece, and then they're not smoked, cracked.
Listen, I went to Dominican Republic. I'm going back about 5 years ago. And for whatever reason, I was waiting for somebody like I do all the time. And I said, I'll just wait by the pool.
Right.
Have a cigar and I'm going to wait by the pool when the person finally shows up. And that night before, the Davidoff group was in town.
Yep.
And they brought retailers around or whatever they brought from around the country.
Best Kool-Aid trip I've ever been on.
So they were all around this pool area the night before. And that morning I went there. And the ashtrays were full of barely smoked Davidoff cigars. Ugh. And I'm telling you, I'm doing the math in my head as it's going on. It's making me furious. They're not my cigars.
Yep.
And I'm like, what a waste. Why would somebody do this? And I'm freaking talking to myself. And I'm like looking at it. And I go, I feel like cutting the end of the cigar off and smoking it. I'm not a poor guy. I don't have to do that. But we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars wasted.
I remember I went on that trip. And it was an amazing trip. It was awesome. And you could smoke as much. It was only Davidoff they were handing. Unless they were showing you something that was limited or new.
Yeah.
And you could smoke as much as you wanted all day. And I remember there was it's funny. There was a guy... He literally never didn't have a cigar lit. And I was just like, is he just like burning it like this and then just throwing it away, like just half? And actually, one of the reps was like, actually, no, he smokes 15 Davidoffs a day.
Wow.
At home. And
that's what he regularly does. So he's there. Yes. He's going to do through at least that.
But you want to, and you also want to have a good time. So like, make sure you don't get anything that's crazy strong because you don't want people getting sick, who don't smoke. There's a lot that goes into it. People overlook how important having figuring out wedding cigars.
And I don't know if it's going to be an open bar or there's going to be a champagne before. So do people say, if I'm going to have champagne, it's got to be some fancy name, or is it just bubbling wine?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I don't know if
put it in a glass and nobody sees it.
I think they don't notice it. You know, it's like it's not like they have bottles of Dom everywhere. You know, do champagne toast.
Unless they're trying to make a statement.
Yeah, unless it's someone who cares about that. But
if you were having. You were a wine person, and it's all people who own wineries and things.
Correct.
And
you have to serve good wine. Right. So it's
you're a little screwed. You're a little screwed here. Oh, yeah. I think you got to step up your game.
Yeah,
more than a normal person would have to do.
I think I'm probably going to go with probably Davidoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably expensive. My favorite cigar.
Yeah.
And I'll see what I can do.
But it'll be sad. I promise you, it's going to be.
Oh yeah. Well, we might have some other stuff in there as well. Yeah. So, maybe some unbanded.
So let's think about it.
All right. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we have our top five, six packs, and letters in the mailbox.
Letters in the mailbox.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the Atabe, I'm combining words, Atabe Sabios. And if you want to send us an email, it's theashholespodcast@gmail.com.
TheAssholesPodcast@gmail.com because we got a good one. I heard one of the emails today.
Yeah, we might have the one you heard about might be next week because we have so many. Like, I'm trying to catch up through March now.
Got a backlog.
But next week we'll hit up the rest.
All right.
Unless we get, we'll just keep pushing them down the road.
All right.
All right. First is from Leslie Korn, who was a frequent writer. She actually had sent at the same time as last week's, but still playing catch up. Says, hi, Christy and gentlemen. Dwayne and I have zeroed in on our palates and have discovered we both enjoy and prefer Nicaraguan cigars. Hmm. How do we go about finding reputable tours to Nicaragua that focus on their cigar industry?
Mm. It's really only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go to La Aurora. If you go to Nicaragua and you drive, when you get to Nicaragua and you drive up, you can go to the La Aurora factory, which is open every day, Monday through Friday.
I think he's in the wrong country, isn't he?
La Aurora?
Yeah, Nicaragua.
Isn't that
Dominican Republic. Yeah. I am in the wrong country.
All right.
So what's the choice of Nicaragua?
Perdomo. Drew. Yeah.
It's not open to the public.
No, you got to do it through whatever your local brick and mortar is. Right. They usually, and they have to be, like, I don't, like, Perdomo doesn't just open it up to anyone that wants to go, like, you know, on their website or anything. Usually it's put together by retailers.
Yeah. Well, actually, she has a question, a follow-up question that says, have you ever thought of putting together a two-guy-sponsored all-inclusive tour? So that's
it's a lot of legwork.
We used to years ago, and we did it for years and years, and then people started going off the reservation.
Yes.
Meaning they, all of a sudden, I'm chasing them as they're going a different way. And I said, you cannot leave me.
Yeah.
I need you and you need me. Yes. Don't leave
me. Buddy system.
Yeah. We got to stay together. And as that started falling apart from people that went to multiple tours and stuff, no, I got this. I'm going to go. No. Listen, bad shit happens. Don't do that.
Yeah. You don't want to.
Nice knowing you.
It's worse than what happens when you go the wrong way at Wonka's factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be lucky if you turned into a blueberry.
And people have asked us before too, but It's an issue. Perdomo is the one to go to, you know, that's structured and situated for you. They do that every year starting in January, right? It's January through March.
You know, they're going to be at the expo, so maybe if you want to go to any of these places, you know, talk to them talk to the people in Nicaragua who'll be at the expo, and maybe you can set something up directly, or they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. All right, next we have from Stephen Nguyen. He says, good afternoon, fellow Ashholes. While listening to the Cigar House Party episode, y'all briefly mentioned beer and cigars, except Dan, he was just talking about lime-flavored water.
Which I had a bunch of Bud Light
right
lime this weekend.
Right there. The other night, I was smoking a firecracker Black Bomb and was drinking Corona, which, to my surprise, paired rather nicely together. Mm. Makes me wonder what other random weird things might pair well with a cigar that you wouldn't think of.
Boy, somebody's going to say, well, you say no to beer and all that stuff because it seemed to never catch on. For whatever, if
the collaborations,
well, they Perdomo tried it. He made a whole brand pairing with beer, and he doesn't make very many mistakes. Things that don't work out, it didn't work out. Although I'm not a big drinker, but it's a hot day or something. I want a cold beer and have a cigar. It's fine.
Yeah, but, I mean, root beer is like the best for a pairing.
I would rather
root beer with any cigar.
It's not a beverage, but I love pairing ice cream with cigars.
Oh, yes. That's an interesting one.
Yep. Oh, it's good.
Really,
you pick the right flavor. Even a good vanilla with the right cigar.
Vanilla ice cream with a Aladino Reserve.
Wow. Well, it's funny. He said he had a Corona with a firecracker. You think a Corona with a lime would pair well with a Bud Light lime?
I mean,
Corona with lime?
Oh, my God. Never mind.
No.
I lost it.
But his Corona with lime, isn't that Bud Light lime?
Pretty much.
I mean, Corona's a little bit more flavor than Bud Light. But
I don't know.
Anyways.
Bud Light is not a thing anymore. It's negative.
Bud Light, the regular brand, is... You know, I think they made a little resurgence since their little hiccup last year.
Yeah.
But Bud Light Lime, I'm bringing it back.
Yeah?
I'm bringing it back.
Sure. And so is the UFC. They're trying to bring it back.
Yeah,
I don't think it has come back.
All right. Next, we have Tim from Connecticut writes, I recently turned my finished basement into a cigar lounge.
Nice.
Leather-tufted sofas and chairs, a custom humidor made from a display cabinet, a bar, wall shelves for bourbon, scotch rum, on and on and on. Stuff with jazz legends, Frank Sinatra, a wall of cigar box tops, ventilation fans. Basically, he goes on to say, my question is, what would your ideal in-home cigar lounge look like? I thought this might be make for a good topic for a show. Also, tonight I'm firing up an Atabey Black I purchased at you guys from Salem. Can't wait.
Nice.
Probably already smoked it. This is a couple weeks ago.
Ed Sullivan, you had a cigar lounge in your house.
Yeah, it was great.
And then you sold the house.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It was over the 3-car garage. So it was for that space, 25 by 25 space.
That's good space.
It's good space. And it had vaulted ceilings.
Oh, that's perfect.
It had a whole big picture window in the front, sliding door in the back with a deck in case I wanted to enjoy the weather.
Wow.
Had a gas fireplace. Because sometimes you want to take the chill off.
Mm-hmm.
I had leather club chairs in there. You know, that was a big enough room where I had sort of a section that was where I worked. and then a section to relax.
So you could work in there, do you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You got to have separate seats.
Spent a lot of time in there. A
lot of time in there. Yeah. I'll tell you, over the years, all that smoke is tough on computer equipment.
Sure? Sure.
My Mac sounds like it's going to take off to space.
Yeah, we built the house, so I put separate HVAC in for that.
Smart, because it goes through
with everything. The air exchanger, right?
Yeah.
That preheats the cold air coming in. So it was a perfect setup.
I have one currently, and that's a cathedral ceiling in there, right? Mm-hmm. It goes up. You were there.
Yeah. That makes a big difference.
So I got some couches and chairs and a video game, the old-fashioned Pac-Man thing in there, and some darts and some... shit on the wall, and my humidor is in there, and multiple table humidors, and what else is in there? A bar. I have a bar with two seats that I never use because I'm not a big drinker anyway, but it's there if somebody else comes over.
It's for atmosphere, you know?
And, typically... I'm by myself in that room. If I'm
Great though.
If somebody ever sees me at nighttime doing somebody else's podcast, that they have me as a guest.
That's where I am,
and that's where I'm smoking inside.
Smart.
There.
Gotta have a big TV.
Okay. And last we have from Jeff Snyder. He said he bought a box of the Perdomo 30th anniversary, and he apparently goes back to Canada for the summers, and he's wondering about leaving a box to age in Florida. Went for when he returns in November. And it basically comes down to, should he leave it in the garage where the heat will reach 100 degrees?
No.
But it'll have humidification.
Too much humidity.
Or in the air conditioning at 80 degrees, but with humidification dropping down to 50%.
So what's worse? You've got to be in a humidor.
High temperatures or high humidity or low humidity. What's worse?
If he doesn't want to spring for the deluxe humidor, you're still better off getting a big enough Tupperware to get the box into it.
Yeah.
And then
keep it in a cool place. And 80 degrees is not cool.
No.
That's too hot. Anything over 72 is problems.
50-degree humidity, at least you can recover from that.
Yeah.
Revive the cigar.
Can't recover from the heat.
No.
Take it with you.
Yeah, because even with the AC running in Florida, the humidity is still nasty in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's all the gunk you get in your AC vents from all the algae in the air. Especially if you're in South Florida, want to be, if you're aging something, not just keeping it alive, you want to, keep an eye on it.
Sure. All right. I got Dave's weekly six pack here, and I'm happy to see Atabase Sabios is here. Again, this is my favorite cigar. Mm-hmm. $30 cigar, I know, and you're going to read something that says, I'm not happy with the high price of cigars, but this is an exception to the rule.
Well, I think with the high price cigars, I want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And often you don't get a why. I mean, the packaging's usually quite pretty, but what's special about the cigar itself?
Correct.
Well, you're smoking it.
Yeah.
Pre-aged. Yep.
Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. So these are good cigars for
a wedding.
Romeo and Juliet, which makes sense also. Romeo and Juliet, two lovers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever get married?
Didn't end well. No, they both died at the end.
All right. Everybody's dead at the end.
All right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a happy ending, but
they were in love for the rest of the
Reserve Real Robusto, very, very popular cigar. Yeah. You can get it anywhere. Yeah.
It's very easy. Mild.
A little over $10 on that one. La Gianna Bambino that you mentioned. This is a small one, which is great. Everybody can have a cigar.
Correct.
And in 15, 20 minutes, it's time to come back.
And a great cigar, too.
Yeah. You're talking $6.99. Montosa Natural, you mentioned. You were giving them all away as you were going on.
Yep.
The Robusto, another $6.99, which isn't going to kill you. It's not going to be,
correct.
Oh, my God, look, start doing the math. Mm-hmm. $6.99 is hard to do the
and
math.
And it's great packaging. It looks nice,
So at the beginning, you're having a glass of champagne to celebrate. And then after dinner, when you go for the cigar, you have champagne also, the Perdomo Champagne Corona.
Yep.
Good call right there, $9.39. And your choice, which looks like it might be the choice.
Potentially, yeah.
Is Davidoff Special R at $25.50.
That's crazy. Yep.
So you're looking at $89.15 for those six cigars, which any one of them would be a great cigar for a wedding.
Yep.
Available to you. If you wanted to put a selection out, there you go, $75.99.
Yep.
So you'll save money right there. $75 for six cigars. Do the math on these. You get some great cigars in here for $75.
With
a $30, a 30 and a 25 right in there. So there's a good mix of cigars and a good thing. If you're looking for Dave's six pack, go to twoguyscigars.com. That's the number twoguyscigars.com. Under the search bar, hit Dave's and it'll pop up. You'll see it there. Dave's six pack. It's a sneak thing for you to see. If you're a listener to the Ashholes, and every week that changes, every Tuesday, it changes to the new one.
Yep.
You'll see it right there now. And those are the ones that are on there. So click it, buy it. And there's the Atabey in there, the Davidoff in there, along with four other great cigars. And you got it for $75.
Great deal.
There we go. Right now, it's time for the top five.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
All right, I tried to find the top five best wedding reception songs. Everyone's website had something different, most played. Da, da, da. So I combined from the tops. This is from Vogue and Esquire, all different ones. So here we go, top five best wedding reception songs.
Are you having any of these?
I think probably all of them. So,
really?
Yeah. Number five, Hey Ya by Outkast.
All right, how's that go?
Hey Ya.
I don't know it.
You probably do,
a lot of repetition.
It's early 2000s. It's fun. It's quick.
I stopped listening in the 2000s.
You'll know the next one. Number four, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yeah, Dancing Queen. They get up and
not the best. I would probably wouldn't have Dancing Queen, but Mamma Mia, great ABBA. There's a lot of good ABBA songs. That's what you played a lot of, right? Disco?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
It wasn't big wedding stuff, but there it is. So far, it's two no's.
Two songs you're not dancing to.
No.
Number three, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston.
That's a guarantee you're going to fill the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not dancing, you put that up, they're going to jump up.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't even have the ones I would think about.
Well,
but okay.
We'll find out. Right. Number two, Shout,
absolutely.
Isley Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Layup.
And better than the Isley Brothers is Otis Day and the Nights.
Otis, my man.
Yeah. Otis Day and the Nights was the version in
Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So I have the Animal House album, and I would put that on there. They did a better version.
I didn't realize that was a different. I thought it was just them cover, like they were, it was a fake band name.
And I saw them live before Otis Day and the Nights.
Really?
Later on, and I was the DJ in between a set, in between their sets.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Years ago.
And coming in at number one, this is bordering on overplayed at this point, but number one, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, a lot of good songs, but boy.
What would you play? I apparently we missed it.
Number one, by far, would be We Are Family,
band.
Sister Sledge.
Band at
that's
band.
How you clear the reception.
That's like on my band
the
list.
The party's over, you play that, and everybody gets out.
Oh, you're out
that
of your
or celebrate.
You're right.
Celebration, cool in the game.
Also
that's how
at
you,
my wedding.
You clear this.
So you're banding it, but I'm telling you, the biggest hits.
I know, you're right. It was on most, when I tried to top five songs, most played. Celebration, We Are Family, yeah. September,
it's
and awful. Then Whitney Houston.
They're terrible.
And then
yeah.
Line Dances.
Also banned.
Yeah.
Anything that is a line dance.
Yes.
I can go all the way back to the Hully Gully in the 60s.
The Hully Gully? I don't even know the Hully
Gully. You don't even
Gully.
Know. The Hully Gully, and then you can go into the Chicken Dance. And
oh,
you can go into – there's
band.
So many different
– Electric Slide.
Electric
band.
Slide, another
too,
one.
Too cheesy, right?
Cha-Cha Slide is – I don't think it's my hill to die on, but that would be the one.
Yeah.
But – yeah, Celebration, cool. We Are Family band.
And I'm talking about, I'm going back into the 80s.
Oh, yeah?
When I was the DJ.
Yeah,
and these were guarantees.
At my buddy's wedding, his family came out to that. And I was like, oh, my God, you're embarrassing us. Like,
We Are Family. It's all your family's going to be there. And that's it. And
yeah, but
it's just overplayed.
How about the wedding song? Like, you are supposed to dance
oh,
with
the first
your new
dance?
Wife is the first dance.
I don't know. That's up to her. I don't know.
Have you ever danced?
Yes.
Do you remember the lessons. First dance you ever had?
Oh, the first, the last song at my dances, it was always Stairway to Heaven. It was always Stairway to Heaven or
prom. Your prom dance.
Don't Stop Believing was the last song at my prom. Mm.
Wow.
I think Dan should take lessons with Mr. J.
Dance lessons.
There you go.
Yeah, and then you'll be.
I think they both all the men at the wedding.
Yeah, we have to get her to come up to New Hampshire.
Come up and on. I think he does Thursdays.
Yeah.
Come up on a Thursday.
We'll have to change the assholes.
Yeah, change the assholes.
I'll have to get some tips for sure.
All right, it is time for the big review. This is not a difficult one for me. I'll start it off because I think I'm coming in at the very top. 99. And I'm only saying 99 because I don't want to give anything 100 so that I got room for something someday better. I have never found it. This is the best cigar I have ever smoked,
99.
Ever. 99. Mixed with the chocolate cake that I just had was unbelievable. It's off the charts today.
99.
99.
Would you play 99 red balloons?
99 loof balloons? What version?
Probably the American version. The German one's better.
What was it? That was the name of the band? It'll pop into my head later. Yeah, that's the American one. The Scott version.
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. It was a German lady.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Nina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wasn't Hasselhoff?
No, Nina.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah, that's right.
Mine works upside down.
Or right side up.
Nice.
It's 96. It's 96. A 96. Huge number. Huge.
I went with a 95.
95. Huge.
I gave it a 99.
Whoa. And a 99. Yeah. Aaron's got it. I don't care what anybody says.
You
Aaron's got it.
I don't care what
the person says in next week's email.
You two are just going all get smart on that cigar. 99.
Yeah,
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's the best cigar going. It's the best cigar ever, period.
Tough to beat.
And that's it. That's it.
Thought it was good?
Yeah. Speaking of which, they're still available, right? Did you see the Cigar Authority? Cigar Authority 14th Anniversary Cigar is out. You got to go back to last week's show if you haven't done it. It's the Plug, P-L-U-G-G, and it's $99 a box.
That's right. While
somebody,
they last.
Somebody had said they're going to sell out within 5 days. Today makes what?
Three.
That's it.
Four days. It's, you start at noon. It's not a full day.
Yeah, so
Sunday at noon, Monday at noon. It's been 3 days.
3 days, 3.5 days. We still have 60.
I think we have less than that. We sold a good amount
today.
That's
pretty fast, though,
It's pretty fast. So it's possible by Saturday. They're all sold out, which would make me very, very happy.
Type in the search bar, but, and you can find it.
Yeah. Which we mentioned that you haven't.
I heard about it this morning.
Did you put keywords in there?
I did put keywords in because when I do keywords on the website, I search what I would have searched, and that's what
the name is. Plug. Why would you search butt?
What's the whole quote for that? This inspired this.
I thought was good.
Well, that's the last half of it.
The plug I thought was good.
The plug I thought was.
This
good.
Was a good plug too.
There it is. So catch that. That is it for the show this week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We have an engaged person here, Aaron. Any news on you?
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
Smart man.
All right, we still have one available for you, ladies. Aaron is still here next week. Is big ring gauge cigars a fad or over? Mm. Is it over?
I hope so.
Wait till you hear next week. We're going to give you new news about the fads of cigars. This one lasted a long time, but is it over?
I think it's coming to an end. We'll see.
We're going to see. Until then, you've been listening to The Ash Holes, broadcasting live from Studio 21 Studio, right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We'll see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.